Now he says, and the things that thou hast heard from me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men who shall be able to teach others also. Now, Paul was greatly concerned about the future, and rightly so. I think all of us, as we approach the conclusion of our ministry, we wonder about the future. We wonder whether there'll be coming along men who will preach and teach the Word of God. And sometimes we develop an Elijah complex. I know I have at times. When I was in downtown Los Angeles, there were times I felt like Elijah and said, "Oh, Lord, I'm the only one left." But I found out that that's all wrong today. One of the greatest thrills to me right now is, since I've retired, the Lord has raised up all of a sudden, right here in Southern California, some of the finest young preachers that I know anywhere. And I've traveled across the country, and I wouldn't dare begin to mention these men because I'd leave out some good ones. But in many places I've been at help meetings, I find young men there that are standing for the things of God today. And that's a real concern. And Timothy was to teach in order that these things might be given to faithful men, and they will be able to teach others also. God will raise up men with gifts, and I'm of the opinion that that's the way that he moves today. Now, as a son of God, we ought to be concerned about our Father's business. The Lord Jesus, as a boy in his humanity, said, "I must be about my Father's business." Well, I become a son of God, not like the Lord Jesus, but I become a son of God through faith in him. As many as received him, to them gave he the right, the authority to become the sons of God, even to those that don't do any more nor less than simply believe in his name. Now, I'm interested in my Father's business. By the way, are you interested in your Father's business, of getting out the Word of God today? And that's what Paul's talking about. Paul is not here talking about these little side issues today. There's many a sideshow that's called the main circus, and it's not. And the main circus, the main business, is getting out the Word of God. And you and I today need to recognize we need the grace of God in our lives as his son. Somebody says today, "Well, I'm disappointed in myself." You are? Well, that means you must have believed in yourself, and you shouldn't have. You're walking by the grace of God. We walk by faith and not by sight. And then somebody says, "Well, I'm discouraged." Well, that means you do not believe God's word and way of blessing. You really thought you could do it your way, and now you're discouraged. And then there are those that say, "Well, I hope I can do better." Well, actually, then you do expect to get some good out of the old nature. My friend, be strong in the grace of God today.